It's now time for Garrick Knight on Trot's Life.
Welcome back to Trot's Life. I'm going to get that clipped up for you too and sent to Garrick somewhere. He wants a copy of it. Something about when he walks into a room, he's going to set it up so it automatically plays each time or something. Garrick, how are you, mate?
You've done me like a dinner there. Yes, I'm not bad, thank you, Sid. Every week I edge closer and closer to giving you the flick. You keep selling me out. One day I'll snap.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Maybe not this week. Probably not next week either. One day.
I think if I do get you to breaking point, I'll end up with more friends on the other side than what I started with.
Oh, definitely. You'd definitely rather be against me than with me, I think, in the grand scheme of things.
Well, before we get into the serious business, what chance is Manhattan in the race by Grins? Like, we've been putting it out there to Johnny privately in a group text. He won't come to the party and say yay or nay, will he?
I actually think he's forgotten who I am. Johnny used to be one of my good mates, but he's now a high society fella, wining and dining, travelling around the countryside, Menangle, Addington, you name it, he's there. She'd be a good chance, Manhattan, if they opted to, if someone showed interest and they were keen to come back to Cambridge. She's got their gates beat. As it stands, she'd draw one. You know, she'd be lead trail, possibly even three pegs, but probably trail. And we found out last year, no matter what, the mare, the last one who was given a slot, she was going to run third before galloping late. And Manhattan's a vastly superior horse to no matter what. So, hey, there's two or three people there who haven't announced this. Well, there's five that haven't announced, but, you know, there's probably three there that probably haven't firmed everything up officially, unofficially. If they're worse, then reach out to Jay Turner, syndicate manager extraordinaire. I'm sure he'd want a big cut out of it. If anyone's going to make it happen, it's him.
If you could choose any horse now, it'd be nearly Ladies in Red, wouldn't it? That's not down.
Oh, I've given up thinking the Stuart, Tonk and Camp are going to travel their horses anywhere other than the odd one to Menangle. I think, too many times we've had our hopes up and they just don't. They've been happy to plunder the backyard and win everything in sight in Victoria and the odd trip across to Sydney. Of course, we'd love to get a mare like her. It would just be phenomenal to see such a champion like that. But... I don't know. And Michael Guerin said something similar yesterday, I think, on one of our TV shows here. You know, you're better off not getting your hopes up that she'll come over, unless there's a firm indicator, because they just have shown that they're not really fussed about interstate, much less international travel with their horses. So,
yeah, well, TaylorMade Lombo, she just raced against the boys constantly. She would have been the first one in it, I reckon, back in the day. She had like 40 starts as a 5 and 6 year old against the colts and geldings, and about seven against the mares. You know, 7 or 8 against the mares. She just kept going around week after
wouldn't
week.
Wouldn't mind her. Wouldn't mind her. Imagine her or draw me in this race, drawing one. That would be a real leg up, wouldn't it?
Even Amazing Dream. There's been a few over the way, but yeah.
Yeah. Cambridge is. I find it's. Sometimes it's been unfairly tarred with the brush that it can be leader biased, to a point, yes. But show me any track that doesn't favour horses that are on the speed and on the markers. I mean, that's just true for anywhere you go. Perhaps with the exception of Menangle, something like that, with a long straight and a hard tempo. But you draw well, you're in the front half of the field. That's the place to be usually. So. I would be shocked if there isn't a mare announced, you know, whether it's Manhattan or All American Lover or Ladies in Red. I just think the last slot holder will be almost by default, they'd have to take a mare knowing they're going to draw number one. It's such a vital indicator. Unless they wanted to go for a 3-year-old, you know, we talk about Nathan Street, and there's a couple of others over here. Whether the connections would do that, I don't know, but.
He's
now, I did give you three horses. I don't know if you checked your email.
I have,
three horses as well.
Yeah, it was a noble count, the three horses. And just back on Nathan Street, I just think he's just a bit unreliable getting away from the start. He's done that a couple of times now, so that would be a real risk taking him. But I did miss this one at Yarra Valley. I put my hand up. It's the IGA Liquor, which you know all about your local IGA with the Dunford, Mark Dunford down there for you. And this one in the centre of Yarra Glen, the IGA Liquor is a great supporter of the Trotting Club down there. Noble Count, race 4, number 5 for Di Giles and Leilani Justice.
Yeah, really interesting horse, this one. He's a half-brother to Majestic Harry, who has gone over and done a great job for Brittany and Daryl Graham and raced at a high level there. Comes from the same stable, quite a similar record as well. I would say this, he's very much, well, not a one-trick pony, but his best efforts have always been when he's in front. He seems that much happier rolling along in front on the speed. And I know that being in Australia, hopefully he'll get more mobile opportunities to be able to take advantage. They were getting frustrated over here with running single handicaps, and it wasn't, you know, the horse just wasn't suited to that. Last start winner went out on top. It was a really nice win. Be really keen to see what this horse does with Di and Leilani. I think he's got plenty of wins in him. So, you know, he's only 5. He's had 30 starts. So, you know, all the hard work's done, shall we say. He's probably not the best gated trotter. And that's not to say, I don't mean he gallops a lot. I don't know, he's just certainly not sexy to the eye when you watch him trot. But most weeks he gets around in one piece. So I would expect probably a winning debut this week in Aussie. And then we'll see where we go from there.
Off the fake text machine, just because he's a younger brother, don't expect the similar performances from Danny. Race 2, number 1 at Bathurst, and that is tonight, Scruffy. This is part of the Boots March from New Zealand to Australia. There's been plenty coming in over recent weeks too, so I expect to see some more coming, but this one's been here for a while. It's had 3 trials, 2 in February and 1 in March, and it won its most recent trial at Bathurst, beating a field of 7 in 1:55.7 in a trial, if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, that's a run and a half, isn't it? It's quick track, Bathurst, isn't it? I could just say, firstly, once again, I hate giving him so much airtime, but this horse was actually part owned by our esteemed friend of the show, Mr. Johnny Turner, before it was sold. So he's probably got a lot of money in the bank. If you're doing a deal with Boots, it's probably no doubt a high-end deal for a good horse. So going on that, are we expecting a 10-length win first up? He was a 17 or 15 start maiden, I think, when he cleared maidens over the air. His best races for me have been when he's been allowed to take cover and get home over the top of them. He won from in front, I think, but I don't think he's best suited that way. My gut says I don't think he's going to go a long way, but I'll say this. I also said that about another Frisbee horse there a few months ago, Works For Me, and she's come out and done a super job. So, yep, we'll just wait and see this one. Hard to read. I mean, if it can win a trial in 55, there's probably some upside there. So, I certainly don't have a heck of a lot of positives I can give you about this horse, but that's not to say new barn, new life, do everything else. Maybe it'll click. He is a better's delight after all. Most of them can run.
Jackson Painting, I thought, was pretty good at English. He said he had a fairly good horse from New Zealand and he lost it, and he's got another one over that's more gooder. I said, Jackson, how's your English going, mate? I got you with this. I got you with one, have I?
You know, it's funny, you know, I always thought this horse was by Better Than Cheddar and it was more gooder than Cheddar Cheese. But it's by Highview Tommy, so it actually is just an intentional, what was it, a malapropism, is what they call them, say something wrong. Classic name. Really nice mare. Jackson's picked himself up a great mare here. Not a great mare, just a nice mare. It's a great pickup. She's straight on the deep end this week at Manual, 30 grand race. think she had a first up run. She went second or third there. I didn't see it, but I think she'll derive a lot of benefit from it. Has gate speed, can fly the arm, just as good in behind. I've seen her run a 54 mile rate over here. She's nicely put together. She's well gated, got a good turn of foot. Probably the only thing you'd say is she hasn't really shown a propensity for sitting parked or doing a lot of work, either lead or with a sit is her go. But she's got a sharp turn of foot. So I think Jackson might have uncovered another one here, and I would expect, even if she doesn't win the Go Girlfriend final this week, one to follow going forward, no doubt.
Yeah, it is the Go Girlfriend final, and yeah, boy, that sounds pretty promising. And how long she stays there, who knows? Who's Wibble Holdings, the breeder?
Yeah, Wibble Holdings, the guy's name escapes me. But
Shane Kerwin?
Shane Kerwin, that's him. Yeah, no, he's been with Andrew Stewart, the former trainer, for many years. Now, he had a good mare called...
Bombsuit?
Moonlight Dream? It won a Breeders' Crown anyway. I forget what it was called.
Miss Moonlight.
Yeah, so he owned that, and he's bred from that, and I'm guessing, it's more good to she trip back to this one. But he's had some nice horses that he sent over there. I think Moonlight Dream's one that's over there now. Maybe Jack Trainer's got it, I'm not sure. There's another one there. Again, you can tell how old I'm getting. My memory's really fading. But no, Shane's had great success with his breed, and yeah, there's a few nice ones there.
Well, looking forward to getting over there, mate, if we're still friends, and catching up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, quick note. I've just announced the other day, International
Women's
Day.
Yeah.
They've announced a Lady Drivers Invitational at Cambridge on Race by Grins Night. Six local girls, six from Australia. They confirmed five of them, including... Kieran Manning from Victoria. I think Natalie Rasmussen's going to represent your side of the ditch. Brittany Graham. They had Trista Dixon there. I would hope she's still coming despite yesterday's news, but I guess we can't be absolutely certain of that now that the fame's not coming. And
Amanda Turnbull
as well. And the sixth one, I know there was a leading Victorian driver that loves to run marathons. There was negotiations going on there, but unconfirmed. But there's also another, I think, Victorian that might be in the peripheral as well. So, yep, that'll be an interesting race. $25,000, and it's named after Lady Dorothy Cutts, who was the first woman to be granted a driver's license in New Zealand way back when. And I'm told Dorothy will be on course at the races, and she's a huge racing fan still. Goes to watch the trackside every week and is looking forward to being there for a photo with the winner and meeting the new age of lady drivers.
Yeah, well, that loops and ties everything together nicely. We can get the marathon runner in because the mother of Scruffy is Cabello Blanco, who was a famous ultra marathon runner. Oh, there you go. Does. That is the most...
And our friend Johnny, actually, he's a marathon runner as well. He's... runs half marathon. I think he ran the Queenstown half marathon last year as well. So there you go, big time.
Who was that? Sorry, you cut out for a second.
Jonathan Turner, a friend of the show, for the third time mentioning. He runs half marathons as well.
Okay. All right. I'll look up his results.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Garrick, thank you so much for joining us once again, mate. And I'll see what I can do to end this relationship next week.
Thanks, mate.
There's Gaddick Art Night. If you want to get a horse out of New Zealand or you're interested in one, you've had a look at it, you want to get Garrick's opinion, reach out to him. You can get him on Twitter on Gaddick Art Night, or get hold of me if you want, and I can pass you on or your number on to Garrick, and he'll give you a buzz and have a chat and see if he can help you out.